As you mentioned, Mr. Chairman, I do want to give you a very brief report in my opening about where we are with respect to the challenge of encryption to our hardest work, to our counterterrorism work and to our criminal work. As you said, since we were last together, we've had good conversations with the folks in the tech sector and lots of different parts of this great country of ours. And those conversations have convinced me of two things, which are both good news. The first is we care about the same things. The tech companies and the FBI and everybody else involved in this discussion both care about safety on the Internet. We understand that encryption is a very important part of being secure on the Internet. We also all care about public safety. We also all see a collision between those things right now. We see that encryption is getting in the way of our ability to have court orders effective to gather information we need in our most important work. And we all agree we have to figure out whether we can maximize both of those values, safety and security on the Internet and public safety. That's good news. We're not at war. We care about the same things. The second piece of good news is all of those conversations have actually convinced me it's not a technical issue. Right? There are lots of folks who've said over the last year or so, we're going to break the Internet or we'll have unacceptable insecurity if we try to get to a place where court orders are complied with. I actually think it's not a technical issue. There are plenty of companies today that provide secure services to their customers and still comply with court orders. There are plenty of folks who make good phones and are able to unlock them in response to a court order. In fact, the makers of phones that today can't be unlocked, a year ago they could be unlocked. So I really don't think it's a technical issue. And people also, I think, better understand today the government doesn't want a back door. That the government hopes to get to a place where if a judge issues an order, the company figures out how to supply that information to the judge and figures out on its own what would be the best way to do that. The government shouldn't be telling people how to operate their systems. So we are in a good place in terms of what we understand about our values. We're in a good place, I think, where we realize it's actually not a technical issue. It is a business model question. Lots of good people have designed their systems and their devices so that judges' orders cannot be complied with. For reasons that I understand, I'm not questioning their motivations. The question we have to ask is, should they change their business model? That is a very, very hard question. Lots of implications to that. We have to wrestle with it because of what's at stake. I'm limited in what I can say at this point about Paris and about San Bernardino, but let me give you a recent example. In May, when two terrorists attempted to kill a whole lot of people in Garland, Texas, and were stopped by the action of great local law enforcement again, that morning, before one of those terrorists left to try and commit mass murder, he exchanged 109 messages with an overseas terrorist. We have no idea what he said because those messages were encrypted. And to this day, I can't tell you what he said with that terrorist 109 times the morning of that attack. That is a big problem. We have to grapple with it. And I very much appreciate this committee's support for grappling with the hard questions around this. We must resolve the collision of those two values.